Well, it was always going to be a great task for the Wallabies over the weekend, but they triumphed. They made a lot of changes to the team, but got up over France. In France, 25-23, and Kyle Godwin, who played his first game for the Wallabies, joins us now. G'day, Kyle.
Hey, gents. Thanks for having me on the show.
Thanks for your time, mate. What a terrific win.
Yeah, I know. It was a great win. It was pretty close call towards the end, but no, great result in the end for the boys.
Heart-stopping stuff, mate. 82 minutes gone on the clock and they're still trying to take a drop goal to win. What were your thoughts at that particular time? Oh, my God, or we've got it?
I think I spoke to someone after the game and I said I was more nervous in those last couple of minutes than I was before the game. So, yeah, it was pretty tense stuff. I was definitely relieved when that ball went wide of the post.
And, mate, it was your debut. How nervous were you starting out?
Yeah, no, definitely. I definitely had some nerves before the game, but when I got onto the park, I just kind of tried to focus in on the game and just really get stuck in.
Well, that was good because you wanted to probably get an early touch and get a feel for the game. You certainly got plenty of touches, which is not always the case, mate. And you also had a fair bit of defensive work to do, so you were heavily involved.
Yeah, no, I enjoyed I enjoyed being out there, and good introduction to international rugby for me. So yeah, obviously lots to work on, but thoroughly enjoyed the moment.
Everyone in the squad
forever, I think.
Yeah, absolutely, mate, and a great venue for it as well. Oh. But 12 changes from the side that beat Scotland. So, I mean, you've just got to be ready to play. Michael Checker's willing to make those changes.
Yeah, no, definitely. He gave a few of the boys an opportunity to push their case for the Irish week, and you know it's good that the boys got the win. You know, it just goes to show that he has faith in us, and we can deliver on his faith.
Absolutely, that's about all you can do. And obviously, what were the celebrations like? Were there any?
Look, to be honest, you know what the French like. They do it pretty late, so we only got to the post-match function at about midnight. Back to the hotel at about 3:30. So by then, there was no time for the after-party festivities.
Well, lucky enough.
I'll find a time after the tour to have a quiet drink and celebrate.
Absolutely. Kyle Godwin is our special guest currently, the Wallabies inside centre, who had a big game against the French. It wasn't part of the Grand Slam, Kyle, but the atmosphere, even before kickoff, you probably have never experienced anything like that.
No, not at all. That was definitely the biggest crowd I've ever played in front of, I think. Obviously, the Sea of Blues is a very patriotic crowd, and we get a good 15,000, but to get 80,000 people in front of me was a pretty surreal experience.
Can I ask, mate, about Quade Cooper? He's ruled out on game day. Will he be up for the Ireland game?
I'm not too sure at the moment, but I think he should be all right for this week. So, fingers crossed for him. He unfortunately injured his ankle at training last week. But he was looking very sharp, so hopefully we can get him back in contention because he's a handy asset to have on the side.
Excellent.
And great to have David Pocock out there. He was strong as ever.
Yeah.
I know, definitely. You know, I'm rooming with Poey at the moment. He's a lovely chap and he's a good friend of mine, so he was definitely a helping hand, and he led from the front and had an outstanding game yesterday.
So he's your roommate, and he's also Zimbabwean or Rhodesian background, and you are as well. When did you actually come out here, or have you been here your whole life?
I moved out when I was eight in about 2000. I think the exchange rate then was about 40-1, and then a couple of years later it turned to a couple of million, so my parents definitely got out at the right time.
Exactly. Wow. Exactly, and obviously it's all been blue sky since, mate.
Yeah, no, we've had a wonderful upbringing, and the whole family really enjoys Perth. You know, it's home for us, and we're very thankful for the opportunity that Perth has given us, and we love the lifestyle there, and you know, we call Australia home.
And Carl, there's always things being tweaked from a game plan point of view. Mm. It seems that a little bit of work on the scrum might be required.
Look, to be honest, you're asking the wrong person. Yeah, I'm a back pretty boy, so if you want to have a good chat, probably speak to my roommate. It would be a better man to speak to.
Yeah. They got shoved around a bit, but that is the strength of the French. But the important thing is you got the cash. And, mate, you're actually going from Perth to the Brumbies, aren't you? You're going from the Western...
Yeah, heading to the Brumbies next year, yeah.
Yeah, which is a big move, and obviously one you're looking forward to.
Yeah, no, it is. Yeah, it's a big move for me considering I've still been living at home, but I think my mum was quietly happy when I told her that I was heading east.
Can I ask, mate, you're in Dublin. It's a dangerous town. I tell you what, it's a good city. Have you gotten to the Guinness yet?
I haven't yet, but we've only just arrived in, but I'm sure I'll find some point this week to get a hold of a local Guinness and wrap my lips around one.
It's medicinal, you know that, don't you? You just tell the coaching staff it's medicinal qualities.
Yeah, exactly. It's all for game prep and recovery.
Okay, mate. Do you give yourself, of the newbies, so to speak? You know, is there a sense that we are a chance of getting selected for one of these two remaining games?
Yeah, I'm sure. I'd like to think so. Obviously, everyone in the squad wants to push their case and play, you know, or else we wouldn't be here. But hopefully the boys on the weekend put their best foot forward and hopefully give Checo a bit of a tough decision for the upcoming game against Ireland.
Well, he'd be relatively
I think that's a little stress that he might enjoy.
Yeah, exactly. He'd be relatively happy. He's a tough taskmaster, but he is he's three wins up, which is about as good as you can get. So, Kyle, congrats on your debut, mate. It was quite spectacular. And good luck with selection, and look forward to chatting when you're back with the Brumbies.
No, thank you very much, guys, and thanks for having me on the show.
There he is, Kyle Godwin, who had a big, strong game. It's a great debut and impressing the coach in Michael Checker. He joins us from Dublin. So they've got their way.
Oh, that's a great city.
Got their way from Pat. They're working, Michael.
It's a dangerous city.
But they are on tour.
I was working too.
Yeah.
It's a dangerous city.
I get the feeling if he doesn't make the final squad for the Irish game, he might get out and take your advice. Kyle Godwin joining us, the Wallabies inside centre.